Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me for this segment, the next segment. I've got a couple of things I want to talk to you about, just you and me. I want to talk a little bit more about my ideas about what I'm calling the age of the customer. If you remember, I've been talking about this now for probably, well, actually about 2 years now. It started out a little bit different version, but very quickly it was clear to me that something was changing. And as you know, I started talking about the age of the seller, which is one of the ages that we're in right now. We're actually in parallel universes right now. The age of the seller is waning. It's going away. It's leaving us. We've had the age of the seller for about 10,000 years. The age of the customer is what's emerging. It's what's waxing, to use a lunar example. So the age of the seller is waning, and the age of the customer is waxing. And in this new age, what distinguishes the age of the customer from the age of the seller is that control has shifted from the seller to the customer. And if you remember, I talked about the fact that the three main issues, the main elements of the relationship, the product, the information, and the buying decision. Well, that middle one, the information, that's what's changing. And this shift I'm talking about is caused by online platforms that are doing two things. Number one, increasing the access customers have to information about you, about your company and your products. And number two, allowing customers to express and share what they have learned about you, what they've experienced with your business and with your products. So they have increased access to the information, maybe complete access to the information, maybe as much as you have, and they have the ability to talk to each other about it. To put two fine points on the first element of the shift in this new age, customers have access to virtually all the information they need before you even know they're interested or even in the market for whatever that you sell. And prospects are just as informed, and this is the scary part, folks, they're just as informed before you even know they exist. This access to information is changing, or depending on how you respond to it, they are disrupting the way you market to and connect with customers, as well as how you train your sales staff. It also demonstrates why your greatest danger, and folks, I want you to write this down. This is going to be on the test. Your greatest danger in the age of the customer isn't being uncompetitive. It's becoming irrelevant. That's your greatest danger. The second element in this new kid on the block, this age of the customer thing, but it corresponds to this centuries old maxim: if you make customers happy, they will tell someone. If you make them unhappy, they will tell 10 people. And as you know, that describes what for millennia we've called word of mouth, right? The theory behind the 1-to-10 ratio is that all businesses, regardless of whether it's a big business or a small business, all businesses, because of this 1-to-10 ratio, the word of mouth situation, all businesses are motivated to perform or risk a marketplace indictment by the judge and jury of word of mouth. You know, in the new age, folks, online platforms have caused word of mouth to transmogrify into a powerful dynamic called user-generated content, also called UGC, user-generated content. You may not have heard that term unless you've heard me say it on the show, but I bet you know what it is. This is when you, as a customer, can post your experiences, questions, praise, condemnation, anything like that, about a seller's products, about their service, or their general behavior in the marketplace. How'd they do? What do you think about their values, et cetera, et cetera? And this is word of mouth on steroids, my friends. And UGC is changing a lot of things. In fact, if the word of mouth maxim were being coined today, you know that old they'll tell somebody, if they don't like you, they'll tell 10 somebodies. If that maxim were being coined today, with all that we know now, this is what it would sound like. Quote, customers may post online their opinions, positive or otherwise, about your business, making it available potentially to millions. Unquote. And as you can see, with putting word of mouth on steroids, as UGC does, if Mark Twain were commenting on that, he'd say it'd be like comparing word of mouth. Comparing word of mouth to UGC would be like comparing a lightning bug to lightning. In the new age, you have to do two things, my friends. Number one, you must anticipate that customers are already well informed. When they come to see you, when they call on you, when they come in your business, when they go to your website, when you see them shopping around, when you think of them as shopping around, you have to assume that they know maybe almost as much, if not as much as you do, about your own products and about how to do business with you. And number two, you have to track and respond to what they're saying about you online, the UGC. You must track and respond to that. And how well you do these two things will influence whether the new customer control in this age of the customer becomes a handy lever for you, where you use it as a lever for your business, or whether it's a disruptor that actually serves to make you and your company become irrelevant. It's the age of the customer, my friends, and you and I have to respond to that. We have to realize the age of the seller is going away very fast. It's not going to be around much longer, where you have some control. You have more control over your customer. The age of the customer is emerging, and that's where we're going to be going forward. And this is a sea change. These are paradigm shifts. You have to realize this and make these adjustments in your small business, as I am in mine. 20 after, more to come after these messages. Stay with me. Still gotta try. That's
right. Do it no matter what the people say. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.